Praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. It's good that you have chosen to come out to be with us this morning. Share the good news of Jesus Christ. And it is good news. Amen. Might be a little hard this morning, but it's still good news. The title of the message is The Shallow Christian. And hopefully this morning, with the help of the Lord, we'll give you some guidance this morning on how to prevent becoming a shallow Christian, or how to avoid it. And if you are already a shallow Christian, how to come out of it, and how to have more depth in God. So we'd like for you, if you would, to turn to Luke, the 6th chapter, verses 46 through 49. That's where we'll start our reading this morning. Then we're going to go to Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter. Luke 6, 46 through 49. He said, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of the house was great." You may be seated. So we see here two different people that built houses. And the house that we're going to talk about this morning is this natural house, this body that we reside in. And our spirit man resides in this body if we are spiritual. Amen. The other man, or the one man, he built his house on a firm foundation. He dug deep. He made sure that the foundation was deep, that it was rooted, that it was established, that when the storms of life came along, that it wouldn't shake it. And that's how we need to be as Christians. We need to root ourselves and ground ourselves in the Word of God as much as we possibly can, so that when the storms of life come, because trust me, church, storms are going to come in your life as a Christian. The Bible says that it rains upon the unjust as well as the just. Storms are going to come in all of our lives. But it depends on how you handle the storm, how you handle the circumstance. So he said to root yourself, to ground yourself, to dig deep into the Word of God, to establish yourself so that you're firmly grounded when those storms come. But see, the shallow Christian doesn't do that. The shallow Christian is kind of lazy about it. You know, just kind of goes along and just kind of throws the building up. Right? Just builds it however they want to. They don't do any planning. They don't do any reading. They don't do anything to get themselves in deep and to get themselves grounded in the Word of God. And the first storm that comes along, it knocks them over. Tears them down. Blows them away. Right? Have you ever seen it before? I've seen many Christians that have gone through this. And you ask yourself, why? Why does it happen? It happens because we are given free will. We talked about this a little bit in Sunday school this morning. Church, it's there for each and every one of us. We all have been afforded the same opportunities to study and to read and to establish ourselves in the Word of God, to find ourselves in prayer. The Lord has not turned any of us away. As far as prayer is concerned, He's there for us. He'll listen to us. We've all been afforded the same opportunities. You can go to the Lord anytime that you want. You can read your Bible anytime that you want. You can come to church every time the doors are open. But see, here's the bottom line, is it's your choice in how deep you are in Christ. It's absolutely your choice. Because nobody can make you do any of these things. Nobody can make you be any deeper in Christ than you want to be, than what you choose to be. Amen. It's our choice. It's there for us. It's afforded to us. All the opportunities are there. I even go a step farther than this. If you miss a service, it hasn't been as much lately, and I'll admit to that, but you still have the website that you can go to and listen to the services, the sermons. Wonder how many of us do that. If we miss, the opportunity is still afforded to us to do it at our leisure, the time that we choose to do it at. And some of us still won't do it. Why? It's just not that important. I know it's a little hard this morning, but it's the truth. It has to be important. It has to be imperative to us. This is our source. This is where we get our strength from. This is how we get depth in God. It's through His Word. Again, I can't beat it into you. Terry can't beat it into you. Scott can't beat it into you. Your mom and dad can't beat it into you. Your husband or wife can't beat it. It has to be something that you want more than anything else. I want you to think about this morning. You know, God really doesn't require that much of our time. If you think about it, in just our services, we probably average about between 6 to 8 hours a week in service at church. Now, I'm not counting what time we should be studying, what time we should be praying. I'm just talking about what time we have the availability to be in God's house to worship together. We spend more time in that in one day working, and it ain't a big deal to us. Why? Because there's a reward. We see the reward. It's handed to us at the end of the week. Some of us spend more time than that in one day in our hobbies. I know I've spent more than 8 hours in a tree stand before. My back pays for it every time I do it, but I've spent more than 8 hours in a tree stand waiting for a stupid deer to come by. And every time I come down a tree stand, I tell Terry, I ain't coming no more. Right? But I still wind up going. Do you see what I'm saying? He doesn't require that much of our time. We spend more time in the things that we want to do than we do in the things that Christ has asked us to do. So and the question that you have to ask yourself this morning is, do I have depth? Do I have depth in the Lord? Ezekiel, and this is going to hit some of us this morning. Ezekiel 33, verses 30 through 33. Says, also thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. And they come unto thee, and the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy words, but they do them not. And when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come, then shall they know that a prophet hath been among them. See, the shallow Christian comes to church, has the appearance, but they sit in the house of God and they hear what the minister has to say. They hear what God delivers to you through that minister, but they don't listen to it. They don't. It has no effect on them. It's just words. It's just like the word says there. It's just like a beautiful song to them. Oh, it sounds good, and I'll amen it, and that sounds great, and I'm glad that that works in your life, brother. But it just don't work in mine. It's your choice. See, the Bible says that God is not a respecter of persons. Amen? He'll do the same thing for you that He'll do for me. He doesn't look at me and say, well, he's a pastor. I have to do more for him than I do for this lay member or this Sunday school superintendent or this associate pastor or this Sunday school teacher or whoever. He doesn't look at it that way. We're all afforded the same opportunity. Why? Because He loves each and every one of us the same. He doesn't love any of us respectively or because of what position we hold or what position we don't hold. That means nothing to Him. What matters to Him is that He is the most important thing in your life. That's what matters to Him. He cares enough about you that He continually sends you message after message after message. But yet the shallow Christian, and hopefully none of you this morning are shallow. But I can't determine that. But you know. Amen? See, I knew when I was a sinner. I knew when I was backslid. And I've known when I was shallow. I've known when I let the Word be effective to me, and when I tuck it and just didn't have any effect on me. I've known those times. It wasn't hid to me. It's not hid to any of us. We know where we are in Christ at every stage in our life. There's no doubt. There's no confusion about it. You're either for God or you're against God. Amen. That's not Brother Robbie, that's the Word. You're either for Him or you're against Him. But what is the Word to you this morning? Is the Word food to your soul? Or is it just another time that the man of God's just standing up there just babbling? Just another time that he's just harping on me this morning. I'll tell you this morning, it's not about me harping on you. It's about me caring about your relationship with God. It's about me caring enough to deliver to you what God has given me to deliver to you this morning. Church, I'll tell you, I don't go through and pick and choose what I'm going to preach about. I pray about it. I consider it. I study the Word and I allow God to speak to me what the church needs to be spoken on. Because that's the only way I know how to do it. If I was to stand up here and preach what I wanted to preach this morning, I'd make a mess of it. I'd look like a fool. And to some of you, I probably look like a fool anyway.